Location, Golan Dry Docks. Galactic position, Norma Arm. The video record showed a subterranean city under siege, seen through the visor of a Marine combat helmet. The scene played out in tones of blue, white, and gray, night for day vision as seen through the visor of Marine combat armor. We were watching the last part of the footage, shot during the invasion of the planetary home of the Mogats right before I had boarded the transport. The part where I had seen something, a light of some kind, only the light had definitely taken on aspects of a living being. There was a creature in that viscous light, a creature nearly as bright as the light around it. It looked like a canary yellow smudge in a field of glare that had the startling silver clarity of an electrical spark. I only saw it for a moment, and I concentrated on the two black eyes. They were the size of my fists, and they seemed to be made of smoky black chrome. The video feed froze on the image of the creature. Admiral Brawlier gave me a measured stare.
Master Gunnery Sergeant Harris, perhaps you could give us your opinion about the nature of this creature.
I have no idea.
Do you think it was a space angel?
He fired a gun at me.
So?
That doesn't seem very angelic.
No one but you saw this creature. I find that strange, Master Gunnery Sergeant. Don't you find that strange? From what we have been able to ascertain, the creature in this frame is nearly 10 feet tall and carrying a giant rifle. But you were the only person who noticed it. How do you explain that?
Do you think I made it up?
How is it, Master Gunnery Sergeant, that you were the only man who spotted the invading aliens?
I could not figure out why Admiral Brawlier was doing so much of the talking. Yes, he was one of the highest-ranking officers in the Unified Authority Navy, but General Thomas Tommy Moreland sat right beside him, a man with enough brass and braids to decorate a division. As the Commandant of the Marines, General Moreland should have had more say in my interrogation than the Admiral. I was, after all, a Marine. Instead, Moreland sat there looking stolid and angry, never uttering a single syllable. It wasn't just the military that it turned out to watch this Inquisition. Wild Bill Grace, the senior member of the Linear Committee, had come. He was the closest thing the Unified Authority had to a president. The other members of the committee came as well. So had half the Senate. Our allies, the Confederate Arms, sent representatives as well. Gordon Hughes, the chairman of the Confederate Arms Treaty Organization, sat in the gallery.
Are you saying that I lied? What would I get out of lying?
Admiral Brawlier did not respond. He stood his ground, glaring at me, sucking in his lips.
I have no idea what to make of this.
The speaker was Al Smith, to his friends. To the likes of me, he was General Alexander Smith of the UA Air Force, the ranking member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Except for the fact that you spent 2 years absent without leave. You have a stellar record as a Marine. But this...
Can you please explain to my satisfaction why you are the only Marine who reported seeing this creature? We sent 60,000 men on that operation.
Admiral Brawlier managed to keep his voice low, but did not bother trying to disguise the hostility toward me.
They might have reported it, but the Navy left 59,980 of those Marines stranded on the planet, sir.
Watch yourself, Master Sergeant. You are speaking to a senior officer.
Okay, Master Gunnery Sergeant. Can you think of any reason why none of the other men in your platoon saw this creature?
They were already in the kettle, sir.
Built for durability, not comfort, kettles did not have windows. I pointed this out to the committee.
I was the last one out. Just like it shows in the video feed, I was bringing up the rear.
I have been in the Navy for 30 years, Master Sergeant. I'm quite familiar with the layout of troop transport units.
Have you ever actually ridden in a transport?
I can see that I have been far too tolerant with you, Master Gunnery Sergeant.
I wanted to tell them all to go spec themselves, but I kept quiet. I retired from the Marines because I could no longer fight under corrupt bastards like Brawlier. My platoon, what was left of my platoon, was the only platoon to make it off that planet, and only half of my men made it. Nearly 60,000 clone Marines had been on the planet. It wasn't the number of men who died that disturbed me. It was the way the higher-ups betrayed them. Those clones were built for war, and trained to fight and die on the battlefield. On this mission, we were sent in as an advance guard, and told to keep the enemy pinned down until the bulk of the invasion force arrived. The problem was, we were the bulk of the invasion. We were sent to keep the Mogats from escaping while their entire planet dissolved around them. Around us.
It is obvious to me.